Well, Ben Fisher, how are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. A busy from trick-or-treating from last night. How did it go?
Everything went great.
Okay, well, let's talk about airspace and airports. I mean, there's a lot of talk about regarding planes. Let's first get to the Silver City Town Council sending a letter of objection to Hollamorn Air Force.
Yes, the buzz around the Hollamorn Air Force Base's proposed extension of their training flights farther over the Gila National Forest, including over the Gila and Alto Leopold wilderness areas, and closer to Silver City, all of this continues. The Silver City Town Council, at their October 24th meeting, decided unanimously to send letters to the U.S. Air Force objecting to this proposed extension. Concerns tend to focus on noise and environmental impacts from fire, from the flares that these F-16s plan to deploy, things like that. And after some outcry from the Grant County Commission, Hollamorn Air Force Base has agreed to send representatives here for a special meeting of the commission at 6 p.m. on November 14th at the Grant County Administration Building. There, the public will hear what Hollamorn has to say and also be allowed to submit written comments, but no comments in person.
Let's skip it with airspace and the airport. Grant County now will have car rentals, the airport.
Yeah, that's the plan. The Grant County Commission, at their most recent meeting, approved a lease agreement with Boutique Air, who are the airline who serve Grant County Airport through the Federal Essential Air Service Act. And Boutique Air will now be having three cars there at the terminal for rental. This is the first rental service to the Grant County Airport, which is something the commission has been pushing for some time. County Commission Chair Brett Kasten said in the meeting that that the County Commission has reached out to other rental companies asking them to come to the airport for some time, and they've always said no, so he hopes this might push them to join as well.
Okay, let's move on to Christine, who's got an update for us on a trial date that's been set for the former cop who is accused of killing his wife.
Yes, Edmundo. Bradley Farrington is scheduled to go on trial starting November 29th for the alleged murder of his wife, Cassie Farrington. This case dates back to 2014. Cassie, who was 23, was found dead in her home in March of 2014. Her death was ruled a homicide by the Office of the New Mexico Medical Investigator, but there was no arrest in her case for about a year and a half. And Brad Farrington was arrested in Arizona in October 2015, and he's been charged with an open count of murder. So the case has been tied up in Supreme Court for about a year, a little less than a year this past year. There's been motions on both sides, the defense and the prosecution, in Supreme Court. Now it's back in district court. Judge Hofackett will be presiding since Judge Quintero was the previous judge on the case and he's retired. So that's scheduled to go to trial on November 29th.
Okay.
Scheduled to be a five-day trial.
Let's move on to a case that's been 7 years in the making.
7 years, still no answers. Elizabeth and David Ortiz, their son David Jr., went missing 7 years ago, 2010, on Halloween, and still nothing. Nothing's been found, solved. The case is still a mystery. They believe their son was murdered. He went missing 2 days or 3 days after he was granted visitation with his one-year-old son. And after the first visitation, he went missing. So I've been starting to highlight some cold cases here in Grant County. This is one. The Silver City Police have had the case for 7 years. They've done some investigation. They followed up on every tip and every lead, but they said they just have nothing. So the Daily Press is going to start highlighting these cases on a regular basis, and we're starting with David Ortiz Jr.'s case. We're hoping that somebody will know something and say something. Crime Stoppers still has a $500 reward for information that leads to David's location or at this point his remains.
Okay, Christine, thank you for doing that. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.